Carried. That concludes item number three.
Item number four is an...
Item number four, 260...
Is an application for rezoning for 260 Catelco Drive under file DAZ 210 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this will be a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at this time, namely, item five, which is an application for variance for the same premises affected.
Okay, we have Daniel Ricard here.
Is there anybody in opposition?
We just have Mr. Vogan registered for information. What's that? Are you fine with the recommendation in the report, Daniel? Okay.
On the recommendation, it said that number two, that a 10% dedication be made by a payment of sum of money to the city in lieu of the requirement for land dedication based on the increase in market value of land.
You're going backwards. I don't think there is any. It's a standard clause.
If applicable. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
If applicable.
What does that mean?
It may not. It's a standard clause, but it may not actually. There may not be an increase in
if you change zoning on land, if it goes, let's say it was agricultural land, if you rezone it to single-family residential, all of a sudden the per-acre value goes way up.
Gotcha.
So in order to provide for community amenities in the newly zoned area, we take 10% of the value of the land to fund those types of works.
But there won't be in this.
Just 10% of the increase in value.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So you're fine with it other than that?
Yep.
Okay. Councillor Vandel?
I have no no questions. If you're fine with the report, then I'm fine moving forward.
Okay. Great.
So you will move that...
I will move, barring... Does Mr. Vogan want to make a presentation?
Sure. Sorry. Just stand. Just sit down right there, Daniel, and we'll hear Mr. Vogan quickly.
I appear for information in the hopes that this does not cause an extra step in the process. But I have spoken to Dan Ricard. Of course, we knew and talked during the year structure plan investigations. But I'm comfortable that. Mr. Ricard is aware that this is a transitional use that he's looking for because at the end of the day we'll be in a light residential area according to the area structure plan, and such things as truck access would not be available to his site in the fullness of time. And certainly I think the planning report speaks of a transitional use, and over the longer term I'm sure that Dan Ricard is aware that this is a residential area that he'll be operating in. So if I'm giving information instead of receiving information, then maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. But, but that's all I have to say. I just wanted to be sure I was on the record.
Sure.
Thank you.
Dan, you're still fine with us moving forward? Okay. Dan?
I have one question for you, Mr. Ricard. In terms of fees that you've been charged for subdivisions, rezonings, and variances,
yes.
How much have you actually spent?
Approximately $2,700.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I will move that. Are we doing both at once here, Mark?
Individually.
Okay, individually.
The public hearing was together, though.
I'll move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.